T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. 6 o'clock in the Delaware Valley. It's the morning show. John Mark's in for Angelo this morning. Rest of the crew here. Al Morgani.
I'm here. Present.
Hi, Al.
That's it for
Johnny
me.
Marks.
I'm done.
What is up? My headphone thing is shorting out here. What the hell's going
well,
on?
Well, you know, it's probably because your hat's on backwards. It's confused. It's very confused.
Well, Al, I wear it specifically on these mornings for you.
Well, I don't mind hats on backwards if it's not the little strap thing there, because
it's called a snapback.
Yeah,
yes.
You're going to get that tan, that little part of your head.
When I went to Florida on a senior class trip way back, I had a hat on like this backwards, and I went to whatever water park, and I actually had sun poisoning.
Yes.
The snapback part that shows your skin.
You can't do that.
Well, luckily, I'm not in the sun today,
no,
Al. At least
no.
Not yet. I'm in studio here. But good morning. It's Wheel Wednesday. Can't wait to unleash what we're going to be talking about today. The Phillies lose last night. Why is it that... Yeah, I didn't watch any of the 3 games in Los Angeles.
Yeah, late.
They're late.
No.
I'll watch the end of it when I get up because the baby's crying or something. I'll be like, oh, they're still playing. I didn't watch any of those games. And then the one game I get to watch on Sunday, Bryce Harper doesn't play, and they blow the ninth inning and lose. Day off, and then, they have one hit last night in the first 6 innings? I mean, geez.
Yeah, 5
man.
Overall. What I really enjoyed was James Norwood coming out in a 1-run game. That was fun.
Isn't he the guy you bring in? Isn't he the tomato can you bring in when you're down 7 runs?
Fresh bullpen, and that's what I got. I mean, I realize they weren't hitting, but still.
Yeah, well, listen, Joe Girardi. Did Joe Girardi have any answers after last night's game, Joe Wechter? Did he have it? No? Yes? No? I'm sorry, I'm supposed to give you the number. Joe Girardi, number 1, where he's talking about where he has pretty much no answers, Joe Girardi.
You got to understand that the reason you shift in there is, even with 2 strikes and the ball, he's still pulling the ball. He just did not in that one. You know, the numbers will tell you he's going to pull it probably 75-80% of the time. He just didn't on that one.
Yeah, so they hit
balls. Myers?
They're hitting balls that aren't going into the shift. They put the switch on.
That was a good piece of hitting.
Shift on,
yeah.
And it was a good piece of hitting.
Yeah, but Girardi never has any. And I'm the one of the least guys that says you need like super energy, like Gabe.
He has no energy.
But I mean, there's none. You come out, basically what Girardi has provided us was every single answer to everything is that's baseball. Everything. No matter what happens, he has a low key, low energy. What do you expect? That's baseball.
And you know what, Al? It's like it you can use that explanation for anything in the first 100 games.
For the first 100 years.
Right. Like and I think it's fair to say, like, Larry Boa, after a while, over the course of 162, can wear on guys because
yes.
He hated losing so much. And then Charlie Manuel came in, and he was probably a pretty good balance to Larry Boa. But Joe Girardi seems like that. I mean, I would like at least a little bit of life after some of these games.
Yes, a little response, and like, yo, we got to be better. You got to hit the ball. Not like, oh, well, what do you expect? What I expect? I spent all this money. I expect some hits.
So listen to this detail from Girardi after the game.
I just think it's a night that I don't think we had a whole lot to hit, and we didn't necessarily swing the bats great. We didn't walk tonight, but I just think it was one of those nights. I mean, Clevinger looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well, and Gore came in, threw the ball pretty well. It was just one of those nights.
Yeah,
Clevinger's a guy who had, Tommy John surgery last year, right?
This is his third start coming back from
I got to say, I couldn't.
He did look good last night.
John, I couldn't hit against him. He reminded me of a little kid that putting his hand up to go to the bathroom. Wouldn't stop. How do you? Yeah, that windup is the craziest thing. His feet never stopped. It was nuts.
Yeah, he's interesting for sure, but not a very entertaining game for the Phillies last night. Bad defense, Rhea. You texted me after there was the mishap in left field.
Oh,
where...
my God. And, you know, and to blame it on the youngsters, Roman Quinn, which, I mean, how long has Roman been around? And Stott. Quinn's running in from center field. Stott's got his head turned around. Schwarber's staring right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to make the call.
Yeah, this is not, and now this kind of brings us to our Phillies lead for the day, but having a DH in left field that now needs to play every day in left field because Bryce Harper seems like he's going to be the everyday DH now.
Yeah.
Yesterday he spoke to the media. If you remember, probably like a month ago, he tried to throw, and that obviously didn't go well. So he's like, yeah, we're probably not going to throw for a while. Where he had a PRP injection in his elbow on Sunday. So he didn't play Sunday. They were off Monday. Didn't play yesterday. May not play today either. But this is clearly an injury that they're trying to just manage to get him
the
through
end of the
season.
Year. Yeah. He's going to have surgery on that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
There's a quote-unquote slight tear, which is still a tear in his elbow. So at some point, they're going to have to figure that out. But right now, they're just trying to get him through. Because it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. It seems like it's getting worse. Otherwise, what are you having this procedure done for?
Well, it just needs rest. That's why the DH is a godsend for him. But to me, he is now the DH through the 4th of July, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, let's do Sam Fold, who's the assistant GM for the Philadelphia Phillies. He was talking about kind of the timetable and everything with Bryce Harper.
I know it bothers him not be able to impact us defensively, but he's made that transition really well, and we'll see how it goes. But he's really settled into that DH role really nicely, and we're looking forward to hopefully in a couple months him getting back out on the grass.
A couple months.
No, it's got to be July or August. He's the DH. It is important that he now has a mindset of a DH. Because that's what it is.
And he's got to settle into that routine he's not going to be going out there.
And then hopefully if he rests it, you'll avoid putting that Hoskins surgery in there.
So we can play pretend that everything's going to be fine with rest and rehab. This dude's going to be DHing for the rest of the season, most likely. And he's going to be going in for surgery. Now, the good thing is with an everyday player, you can have the Tommy John. He's not going to miss next year. He probably has to start the season DHing.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do Tommy John. I doubt it.
Why?
He's not a pitcher.
I know, but
they'll probably they'll do the Hoskins surgery. That whatever Hoskins had, that I don't even know what it is.
A lesser of a surgery.
Yeah, because that
would it surprise you if he had Tommy John?
Yeah, it would. I originally thought, you know what, then I started looking and go, it's just pitchers, really, they do that.
All right. Well, you do have...
I got my degree at Wawa.
Well, and NovaCare are clearly the experts here, and they can talk about rest and rehab. But I guess how it matters now is that the whole team, and we talked about this in spring training, was they're not going to be defensive stalwarts, and a lot of the guys that they sign... Like a Schwarber,
asking for stalwarts at this point.
Yeah, how about just adequate defense? And they've been pretty good so far. But Castellanos, Schwarber, these guys wanted to play the field. But you also realized Rhys Hoskins in that same manner. You also realize that these guys, they're not above average or even average defenders. And part of the good thing about the DH is you can kind of rotate these guys in and out.
Yep.
And now they can't.
No. Well, they have a funny lineup which is loaded with DHs. When the outfielders head for the outfield with their bats instead of a glove, you got issues.
But here's one thing we don't have to worry about, because before I would hear a lot of, well, the DH gives you a chance to get JT Realmuto off of the field as a catcher but still keep his bat in the lineup. Does anybody want to do that at this point with JT? He has two home runs and seven RBIs, averaged down to .237 this year, Rhea.
It's not, we were complaining that on Sunday when Harper was out, why would you sit JT, and what's his name?
Stubbs got a hit.
Stubbs actually got a hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So
he's got to get going.
He does. 4 for his last 22, hitless in his last 13 at bats. Is this just what a catcher looks like in his early 30s?
I hope not. Not with that contract.
Right. I mean, that was kind of the conversation. And everybody used to like to say, well, he can come off a catcher and play first base maybe. He doesn't have a bat to be a corner first baseman or somebody like that. So, man, I don't know.
It's strange.
It's baseball, Al.
Oh, no. I don't need to hear that.
It's a long
season. No, honestly, I don't need to hear that. It's like it's you know, you could have hit a couple of hits last night on a lineup that you're paid to hit your way out of trouble. I mean, yeah, that's just what it has to be.
And they got a good start from Eflin, who hadn't pitched since May
1st. They had a really great start from him. They had a great start from him.
He was good, but when you bring in the bullpen, you go to a guy that has an ERA.
You cannot go to Norwood. You cannot.
It's a much different game.
I don't understand the obsession with him.
I'd be surprised if he's still on the roster this time next week. But they actually had a shot in the seventh inning. They had 2-1, one out. Odubel popped out, and then JT with two outs, grounds out. So, and that was pretty much the ball game after that. We'll talk to Kevin Stocker coming up here, 8 o'clock, about the Phillies and everything else. It is a Wheel Wednesday, and here's what we're going to do today. We're going to do food fouls or food
fouls.
Faux pas.
Huh?
And here's why. Mike Florio, who's joining us later this hour at 6:40, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live, he, for whatever reason, he never really does this kind of stuff, because I know Mike. He tweets out a picture of a steak over the weekend.
He does like to talk about food he's going to eat, and he's got his scotch or his whiskey or whatever, but this was the first time he'd done this.
Yeah, I Al, do you like to tweet out your chicken Caesar salad that you made for dinner?
No, I don't.
Al doesn't make food.
I don't.
Your Wawa hoagie.
Or Wawa for dinner, for breakfast, for lunch.
Rhea, are you tweeting out a grilled chicken wrap or anything like that?
I made the mistake when I used to be on Twitter years ago. I tweeted out a picture of corn I was eating in Jersey, and I called it Jersey corn, and I got destroyed because it wasn't Jersey corn season yet. And I said, well, I'm in Jersey and I bought it here,
and you're eating it,
and I'm eating it, so it's Jersey corn. And I said, yeah, I'm done with.
So it's Jersey corn season, like post July 4th, is that when it gets really good, Al?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's got the sugar and butter corn.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
All right, so Florio tweets out this picture of a steak. But it almost looks like a piece of tuna because it's burnt on the outside of it, and it's really, really rare on the inside. And it looked like, because people started tweeting out the strawberry shortcake, the
popsicle.
Ice cream bar,
yeah,
where you have that really, really red inside to it, and it has like the kind of flaky outside. That's what the steak looked like, a strawberry shortcake bar.
It looked gross.
It did. So we'll
send it out.
Yeah, we're going to tweet it out.
Yeah, we will. And so we
see if anybody actually likes that.
I like my tuna.
My
like
dad
that.
Used to put on hamburgers. This was the strangest thing. He'd put an ice cube in the middle before he barbecued.
Some people do that.
It's really weird because he liked the red inside, I guess. It's like, I'm looking at it like, this is stupid, but never said nothing. But I always thought it was stupid.
Yeah. How do you like your steak, Al?
I'm well done.
Well done.
You're ruining a steak.
So my wife and her entire family are the well done family.
Oh,
so
good.
If you go to a fine steakhouse and you're like, yeah, you know, you have 4 or 5 people that are ordering well-done steaks, and then there's me that's fine with medium or medium rare or medium well. I would like it truly medium, but sometimes that's tough to get. But you're waiting around for 40 minutes because you have 5 well-done steaks, and then inevitably
Yours is overcooked.
No, one of them's coming out red.
Yeah.
Always.
And so they switch.
Well, no, then you're waiting because they take it back, and then they're squirting it with water on the grill, and they cut it in half to try to cook it. So it's problematic. All right, so in honor of Mike Florio, food and drink, Ava said to put drinks in there because there's a lot of faux pas that are out there. So when you dial in to 215-592-9494, it's John Marks and the Morning Show, 215-592-9494, give us a food and drink faux pas. And I'm gonna attack one of the first ones before, and we can comment on this as well. Anything but mustard on a hot dog is mentioned a lot as far as being a faux pas. I don't trust anybody that puts just mustard on a hot dog.
That would be me.
You and a lot of other people.
I haven't had a hot dog in about 10 years, but it's mustard. That's
mustard,
it.
Ketchup, relish, ketchup.
I like ketchup, relish, and mustard.
Yeah, I like all of it on there.
See, I don't trust people put ketchup on it.
Right, exactly. I can tell. Like, we definitely, we look at each other, we're like,
side eye.
Looking at you sideways here. Just mustard on a hot dog is disgusting. Why wouldn't you want delicious sweet ketchup to balance the mustard on the hot dog? and the and sweet relish. I like sweet relish and hot dog relish on hot dogs, Al.
Yeah, well, I mean, and people get upset about food. They're not shy about telling you that you're an idiot.
I had someone who came. I had like six different kinds of mustard. I'm a big mustard aficionado.
Me too. Me too.
And I have a friend of mine who was in my Shore House one time, and he goes, "You got a high? I can't even look at mustard.
Yeah,
can't even look at mustard.
You get sick.
Yeah, he's like, so whenever
mustard
he would
phobia?
Come over, I would stick it right on the front shelf.
Oh.
I do, because with my Easter ham, I love mustard, and I like a horseradish mustard with a little bit of heat. I like a sweet and spicy mustard. I like mustard, but not just mustard, Al.
No, well, people, well, they will come out, people. When my first day in Philadelphia, literally, first day in Philadelphia, I'm living downtown. I go to a place called Rindelob's, this breakfast place on right by Rittenhouse Square, right near where that Sophie's Dress thing was.
And awesome.
I walk in, my very first day, I go get breakfast. I get scrambled eggs and put ketchup on it. I think this pretty girl comes up to me. I think this is a nice entry to Philadelphia. She goes, "I hate people that put ketchup on eggs." I'm like, what the hell?
Generally, I will put it with cheese eggs. I'll go ketchup. Without cheese in the scrambled eggs, I'll just put salt and pepper. But I could do ketchup. But that's
ketchup
how
is fine on eggs.
Yeah, yeah. A bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, I'll put a little ketchup on there. It's delicious.
It's good for you.
All right, phone calls coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's Wheel Wednesday. Great cash and prizes. Food and drink faux pas. Mike Florio, 640. We start with Phil's and whatever else coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
It's Window Nation's graduation sale. If your old windows are failing or just not making the grade, here is your homework assignment. Call Window Nation. With straight A's from the Better Business Bureau, alongside installing over a million windows in over 125,000 homes, they are definitely at the head of the class. Earn your degree in savings now during Window Nation's graduation sale. Get 0% financing for 5 full years. That is simple math. 60 months interest-free. Plus, get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. It's like getting a diploma from Window Nation University. It's the commencement of lower energy bills with the advantages of curb appeal and improved value for your home. Graduate with honors and savings. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy with no limit and 0% for 60 months. That's 5 full years, no payments, only with Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit. Sponsored by Lexus of Cherry Hill and Mount Laurel, where the finest automobiles reside. Shockingly, the Phillies returned home from a 5-2 road trip and fell flat, getting shut out 3-0 by the visiting San Diego Padres. Rough night for Kyle Schwarber. Struck out 4 times and had an error. Zach Eflin returned from the COVID list. Did have a good outing, allowing only 1 run in 6 innings. Heat took Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals over the Celtics, 118-107. Outscored Boston 39-14 in the third, where Jimmy Butler had 17 of his eventual 41 points. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Mostly sunny, a high of 75. It's currently 56. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, we're back. Morning show. John Marks in the morning show. Al Morgani is here. Rhea Hughes is here. Joe Wechter. Behind the glass, and Ava Graham joins us. Ava!
Hey, John.
What's up?
You know, here to read a question of the day. Take in your food faux pas. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Will Bryce Harper finish the season? Yes or no?
I have a yes.
Well, so I have a yes, too. If he was a right-handed batter, he'd be done. And they're already in the record saying that. Just the basic motion of swinging left-handed is allowing him to remain to where I don't even think he's feeling it. Hey, I mean, the last week before he had that shot, he was hitting like 500.
Oh, yeah.
So he's on fire. The one thing you worry about is that it seems like it's definitely not getting – it doesn't seem like it's getting any
That's
better. It's getting worse. So it does seem like that with managing their way through it, he's going to be good for the rest of the season, and then they can do whatever they need to do in the offseason to take care of it. But you also, like, right now it's working. What happens if it's continuing to be sore and then he's batting 150?
My answer is a no.
Your answer is a no. All right. Well, there you go. Also, food faux pas here this morning, and we have great prizes on the wheel, Ava Graham, including tickets to see the Phillies. Mm-hmm. We have a 76ers T-shirt, gift card to Di Lorenzo's Pizza, vintage bobblehead Philadelphia Phillies, Rita's Italian Ice gift card, $50 gift card to B&B Beverages and Cigars in Doylestown. Lots of great stuff here. So get dialing 215-592-9494.
John, I just want to say real quick, my dad was the king, of food faux pas. He did everything wrong in a restaurant when he went out.
Like?
And all of these people here can attest that he was very different.
We went to that famous restaurant, Al. What was it? George Perrier?
Perrier's
George
place,
Perrier's.
The Beckfin?
Yeah.
Only time I'd ever been there. Invited by Stan Hockman, who wanted to, you know, have us all, you know, have some culture. Big Daddy got invited at the last minute because Angelo got sick.
Right.
So we're all in there, sitting in this beautiful thing, place, and they come out and they plate all the stuff with the domes on top of them.
Right.
Then they all pull them off at the same time. Well, George knew that Eddie was different when it came to food, and he kept saying, "I'm gonna put ketchup on my steak." Even if I'm at Le Beckfin. And so when they unplated all of our things, underneath Big Daddy's dome was a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, ketchup on steak. He would tell the server that he was allergic to pickle, because he didn't want the pickle anywhere near
the
his sandwich. And I'd be like,
if he got
butter packets, he would request for them to put it somewhere to become warmer. He hated a cold butter packet.
Ava, it is one of my biggest issues of going out to a diner and getting breakfast is they deliver the toast that is now lukewarm toast with a frozen butter packet. How are you getting the frozen or mostly frozen butter packet on lukewarm toast? The butter needs to be put when the toast comes right out of the toaster. It needs to be put on the toast so it is able to seep into the toast.
I agree, but would you ever say anything?
No, I just won't go back.
If
I go to a restaurant that's serving butter packets, I go to the restaurant so I don't have to do the labor of putting butter on the toast. That's why I go out.
Oh,
I can do
this
at home.
Al, the labor.
Labor?
No, but no.
Listen, my dad.
Why not just
like
give me the eggs
way.
And let me go in the kitchen
you
and
like
make
Joe
the scrambled
Girardi
eggs?
You are like Joe Girardi after a game. That's labor. That's laborious to you?
It is not my job. And I have people say to me, like, oh, well, they're just, well, one, like, they're worried that you won't want butter. If I don't want butter on my toast, I'm going to make sure I tell the server I don't want butter on my toast if it's that important to me. Otherwise, put the freaking butter on the toast when it's hot.
Yeah.
Make it taste good.
I hate a lot of butter. So
then you should order butter on the side. And you're affecting me with your butter take.
No, they're trying to help you. They don't want you to die right there from putting like the 3 pounds of butter on something. My Lord. That's not labor.
Yeah, really?
Yes, it is.
I would call you a little lazy. Just saying.
Labor?
Who
puts that word in there?
Well, so listen. Next time you go to a diner, just let them drop the eggs off for you in a bowl. You go back into the kitchen and make it.
You're buttering the
toast. It's your job to do it.
Oh, my God.
What else do I have to do? Go pour my own coffee? It doesn't take a lot of effort to pour my own coffee, but I'm not going to go back there and do it. It's their job to do it.
See, this is where Al is right. This gets people fired up, and everyone has an opinion. Everyone wants to say something to somebody about what their
opinions
are.
No, you're right. You know Jim Nance actually has a toast chart that he takes with him on the road, right?
What?
You guys don't know this. Jim Nance has this laminated chart. He is so crazy about his toast and how he wants it done. He actually shows the server, the waitress, the waiter, the shade of toast that he wants. He's like, "This is how I want my toast to look when it comes out." This is a true story that he's talked about.
This is horrifying. If that was if my dad knew that was a possibility,
he would have
done that. He was so over the top with everything.
Jim Nance is staying at 5-star hotels.
You are going to a places where the waitress is not standing there. Mr. Marks, would you like me to put butter on your toast?
It should cut standard. The standard order, if you order toast, should be with butter on it, not on the side. And if you're going to force me to put it on myself, at least have it a melted butter packet.
See, this is the problem, though. Al doesn't like that much butter, and there are people who don't want it to be oversaturated.
I don't. You can always put the little packet in the toast, and it'll melt.
Why does it have to be 3 pounds of butter on the toast? Why can't they just put a thin layer of butter on the toast? Why does that have to be excessive?
I didn't expect all this. I'm really sorry.
Let's go to the phones. Gary in Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Labor.
Morning, John. How are you doing?
What's up, Gary? How are you?
Hey, I was telling Joe, you can't hit the ball. You can't win unless you hit the ball.
Yeah,
that's true.
See ball, hit ball, right?
We knew going in that the pitching, the bullpen, and the fielding was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And when you don't hit the ball, you're going to have issues. And what did we have yesterday? We had an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna have to slug their way. And I mean, honestly, their pitching's been pretty good. Not the bullpen, but their starting pitching's been pretty good. The offense has been. You know what it is, Gary? When you rely on hitting home runs as much as the Phillies do, when you're not hitting home runs, it's harder to score runs. And we saw that with the Phillies when they were mashing it with Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and Jason Worth and all those guys. So, in particular, when it gets colder out and it's not hitting weather in October, if you're not hitting home runs, you're not producing runs. So I think that's what you see with this team. You saw the games over the weekend and the last week. They're hitting home runs. They're scoring runs. Everything's great. They didn't hit a home run last night.
But then I don't need a weekend at Bernie telling me, Clevenger, he hit the hell of a game. Clevenger's not a Cy Young winner. Don't give me that crap.
Joe Girardi weekend at Bernie's.
Wow. Bernie Williams.
Give him a pair of sunglasses and a Hawaiian shirt. He's weekend at Bernie's.
And that little mustache that Bernie had. Yeah, that's awesome.
Clevenger looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well. And
he's a corpse, him and that binder. It's getting tiresome.
All right, Gary, do you have a food faux pas?
Well, you stole my first one. That's the first thing I thought about, putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Well, you called it catsup, too, which is another faux pas. It's not catsup. This isn't 1950.
I think you should ketchup. Should still give it to him.
It's ketchup.
All right.
I think you should still give him the spin.
Yeah, I don't want to steal
it. It is a really big one. In fact, I, too, like ketchup on my hot dog, and Rhea does not trust me as well.
All right, let's give you a spin there, Gary. A lot of food faux pas out there. All right, what do we got, Al?
We got number three. You get the Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for a 15-minute massage or facial. Visit any one of their 60 locations in this area. Just go to handandstone.com.
Well, Mike Florio is going to join us coming up at
six. He's the guy that started all this. He's the problem.
Yeah, he started. He did.
Yeah, the steak.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, we have the chart. This is the Jim Nance official chart. Rhea?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. He says in there that basically his wife, Courtney, got tired of him complaining about it. So she found a picture on the internet and minimized it, printed out, had it laminated, and she insists that I present it, the photo, to my server because this is how he likes it. Black and scary.
So he likes one? No, you can't possibly. That's charred. I can understand wanting, like, I mean, I don't want well-done toast, but I can understand some people wanting it on
he said black and scary. That's how he likes it.
Well, there you have it.
Weird, dude.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show, 215-592-9494. Sean in Maryland joins us. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, crew. How are you?
Sean, what's up, brother?
Hey, listen, the last caller pretty much hit it on the head, but Girardi, the total corpse. In your first segment, you mentioned played a clip from him where he talked about the numbers. We're relying too much on the numbers. We need somebody to interject some energy into these guys, throw the book away, let them play ball, and just get out of the way because we can win the 10-1 games when we're hitting home runs and the bats are alive. But when it comes down to a one-run game and a key decision by our manager. Frankly, we're hosed. And as long as Girardi's around, we're going to be a 500 team, one game below, one game above. And that's all we're going to be. So, and we know the liabilities with defense and things like that. So we've got to get a manager in there that really knows what he's doing and has some energy to account for some of those liabilities.
I wonder, because it feels like that when the Phillies win games, then we lay off of Girardi. And once they go on a little bit of a losing streak, like let's say they lose three or four, then he gets back on the hot seat, right? So it's going to be a hot seat or we just don't talk about it. They lose a game, we complain. I just wonder how patient the Phillies are going to be with Girardi. And because, I mean, are the guys responding to him right now? I mean, it doesn't seem like that there's much. We'll see what happens by the trade deadline and by the All-Star break and things like that. It's going to take a while.
There's just no life in this team. And we're going to be talking about this in a couple weeks of Memorial Day.
Yep.
And two months of the season are going to be gone. Then we're going to be into June. And then we're going to be getting ready for July 4th and still talking about it. I mean, how long do we still have the conversation?
Yeah, probably a couple months here, depending.
Unless you hit the ball.
Do you have a food faux pas, Sean?
Yeah, with your bacon, you cannot char the bacon to where it falls a piece in
totally
dust
agree.
And crumbles. You got to have good crisp bacon.
Man, that's a great food take. All right, let's spin it for you, Sean.
Crisp bacon, not fall up. What's that? 10. Number 10 gets you the $25 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Never a problem there because it's, you know, it's nice and cold when it comes out. Just go to any one of those places and they could try the new Tropical Paradise Ice.
I could try that. I prefer my bacon on the, not on the crisper side, on the medium rare-ish, medium side. It's got to be a little bit soft and fatty.
No.
Yeah, that's where the taste is.
No.
Right, Al? You can't burn your bacon. You have no taste.
Crisp. You don't have to burn it.
Under crisp. Like I said, medium rare. Medium rare. Yeah?
I'm not fussy with it. It's whatever. I do agree, though, because, you know, sometimes they make the bacon at like 7 in the morning, and it's the same bacon at 4:30 in the afternoon.
That's normally what they do, yeah. Unless they sell a lot of it, then they have to make more.
It's wrecked.
You're getting the same thing. Did you guys do your wins and losses for the Eagles for the schedule?
We didn't go through every game, but that was probably only because it was the day after the Sixers. That was the day after they got eliminated, correct?
Yeah, Friday we didn't do it at all, but then we kind of revisited it on Monday. Where were you guys? Florio's coming up here at 6:40.
Well, we definitely think they're over Vegas number 8.5. Definitely think they're over that.
And that bumped up to 9 in some spots.
Yes.
Yeah. Just based 9.5 some places.
Probably, yeah, the money probably went that way. And honestly, like, I went into it wanting to have them only win 8 games because I kind of feel like that there's 40, like, from the teams that made the playoffs last year, going back the last 10 years, 46% of the teams don't make the playoffs the following year. So more or less close to half of the teams that make the playoffs one year won't make the playoffs the following year. So are the Eagles one of the 7 teams, essentially, or 6.2 teams that won't make the playoffs? And you look at teams, there's teams that are going to be locks to make the playoffs, like Tampa, like the Rams, et cetera. And then there's other teams that could very easily fluctuate in and out. But going through the schedule, I had 10 wins, and that was with me trying to make the Eagles not a playoff team.
Well, I think that the number went up. I actually think Michael Irvin changed some. I think he affected the odds
when he used the word dynasty.
Yeah, when he went off on, like, he went over the top on the Eagles, man. He just went wild.
Yeah, he's been known to do that.
Well, yeah, and the next day the numbers goes up a game.
Everybody bought in.
Oh yeah,
let's go.
Well, I mean, you know, it looked like a good. It does look like a gimme. 8.5 looks like a gimme.
It looks too easy, which concerns
me.
It's very concerning. Mike Florio, PFT Live, Pro Football Talk, and the chief violator when it comes to the food faux pas.
Yeah.
He joins us coming up next to talk Eagles schedule and everything else NFL. Mike Florio coming up next.
Hey, do you have a friend or loved one with aortic aneurysm or aortic dissection? Well, the Aortic Center at Cooper University Healthcare is one of the region's top programs. It's led by internationally renowned surgeon Joseph Lombardi, and their team of vascular experts are leaders in the field of aortic diseases, and they develop new treatments and new technologies for superior patient care, and the team really works closely with each patient to identify the best treatment options for their disease and for their lifestyle, and that includes minimally invasive options in over 80% of the patients. So is the region's leading academic health system. Cooper offers patients the latest new devices and access to groundbreaking clinical trials right here in the tri-state area. So learn why Cooper was named a high-performing hospital for abdominal aortic aneurysm repair by the U.S. News & World Report. The expert at Cooper's Aortic Center should be your first choice for coordinated, compassionate, and complete vascular health care. Just visit cooperhealth.org/aortic disease.
All right, morning show. John Mark's in for Angelo today. Rest of the crew intact as Mike Florio joins us, PFT Live, Pro Football Talk, NBC Football Night in America. His book, Playmakers, makes a great Father's Day gift. You can get that where you buy your books, and Mike probably has a box of them in his trunk if you can find them somewhere. What's up, Mike?
You can't find me anywhere. First of all, if I didn't know it was going to be you, I would have said no.
That's why I didn't tell you, Mike.
Yeah, it's me, Mike. All right, so first of all, before we get to the football, what the hell are you doing with this steak that you're tweeting out that looks like a strawberry shortcake? You set the internet on fire.
It was awesome. I love to troll people, especially when it comes to food, because I did not know this. Twitter gives out blue checks not based upon authenticity of the individual, accomplishment in their chosen field. The blue checks only go to gourmet chefs because all the blue check holders are gourmet chefs, and they all have something to say. My steak, as it turns out, was called Pittsburgh Rare. I didn't know that. Didn't intend to do it. I'm 100 miles from Pittsburgh, so it works. But it was awesome. It was good. And I like stirring things up from time to time. Why have a Twitter account if you don't stir things up from time to time?
Now you're entering the food, stirring things up in food, not just in the NFL, Mike. And I'm sure the NFL really appreciates all the stirring up that you do for them that you've been doing with Deshaun Watson. And let's start with that right there. At what point does the NFL have to make a decision?
Now, it's ridiculous it's taken this long. If they think they're going to wait until the cases are resolved, nothing is going to happen until 2023, so this is going to continue to loom unresolved. The NFL very much likes to keep its cards close to the vest. It likes to not make a decision until it absolutely positively has to. It's learned from experience that when it makes a decision before it has to, it quite often makes a mistake. The problem is you can wait too long. And I think the fact that they're meeting with him now, I've been thinking through the timeline of the new procedure that the NFL adopted in 2020, and it goes like this. Basically, the NFL suggests a punishment if it decides a punishment is warranted. A disciplinary officer who is independent of the league and the union will investigate, have a hearing, issue a decision, and then the commissioner has final oversight via appeal. It's going to take some time. So I'm going to be paying close attention next Friday. It's one of the classic bad news dump afternoons of the year, the Friday Memorial Day weekend. Is that when we find out what the NFL is proposing? And then you've got June for the disciplinary officer to do her work, and then the commissioner can handle the appeal. And then we know before camp opens. Don't you have to know before camp opens? If you're the Browns, if you're any of their opponents, if you're a Browns fan, if you're going to buy a ticket to a game, if you're somebody who would like to bet on one of these Browns futures props, like do they make the playoffs or not? What's the over-under on the win total? You got seven NFL sportsbook partners that would like to be able to put the Browns on the board at some point. They got to make money here. So for all those reasons, it makes sense to do something ASAP, and it already should have been done by now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've heard you say that I don't know if it's your best guess, but they could suspend some now and then reserve the right to suspend more later, depending on what else comes out.
Well, it's not my best guess. It's just a guess, but it would make sense to make a decision, a preliminary one based upon what they know, and leave the door open. They did that with Antonio Brown. He got suspended 8 games in 2020 for a variety of off-field issues. They left the door open to further action because there was a civil lawsuit pending against him at the time, alleging sexual assault and rape, actually. And that was settled, and there was never anything more done to Antonio Brown by way of the league office. So that possibility would be out there. He got 22 cases. That's what I keep coming back to. This isn't one or two. It's 22. It becomes very hard to just shrug at it. It becomes very hard to say, well, he's entitled to his day in court. He's going to have 22 days in court. And as I said yesterday, anybody that has any experience with the legal system, and I got 19 years in all before I stumbled into this full time, you don't know what's going to happen. You take a case to a jury. You don't know. It's so unpredictable, and you got 22 of them. At best, you're flipping a coin 22 times and hoping it comes up heads.
Hey, Mike, how damaging is the report that came out yesterday that you referenced in Pro Football Talk about Deshaun Watson acknowledging he made a therapist cry and sending her a text of apology?
Well, I think it's more damaging in the court of public opinion than anywhere else. And these transcripts can be leaked in whole or in part by any of the lawyers involved because there's no order that is limiting in any way the ability to disseminate publicly the testimony. Tony Busby, who represents the 22 individuals, obviously is the person who released it. I think it's even admitted in the USA Today report. I don't think that it affects the legal case per se, because they've always known this.
Mm-hmm.
They've always known that that fact was there. And you could look at this and say, well, why isn't there more testimony coming out from Tony Busby? If this is the best, if you're from Watson's perspective, you'd say, if this is the best, where's the rest? Where there should be more if all 22 of these cases are so damaging and so threatening to Deshaun Watson. Now, again, there's still 22 cases that have to be resolved. And there are 22 different people who are making these allegations, and it needs to be taken seriously. But this may help explain why Watson's camp has this confidence that has them dug in and willing to fight these cases.
Mike Florio, the book is Playmakers, the way the NFL, or how the NFL really works. The book sales are going well, Mike?
Yeah, it's an experience. I've learned a lot about the publishing industry, and like any other industry, there are things that you like and things that you say, I didn't know about that. So it's been a fun ride.
The Eagles schedule comes out. You look at the NFC East. There hasn't been a repeat champion since 2004. That's a long time. Cowboys won last year. How do you handicap just the early look at the NFC East this year?
Oh, I think the Eagles are in great position, and the NFL put them in primetime five times for a reason. I think that they see that this is a team that is ascending, that has some compelling matchups, and you add in A.J. Brown and what he's going to do for that offense. And I think that the mere fact that they would make that trade, I interviewed Howie Roseman at length last week about it, and he got into all the details and factors as to why they made that deal. But that is an endorsement of Jalen Hurts, who is close friends with A.J. Brown, and that tells me that Hurts is their guy, and they're all in with Hurts, and they're willing to spend now and take advantage of the fact that Hurts is a year away from potentially getting a second contract, and they're building something that they think can be special. And I'm fascinated to see how they use A.J. Brown, and I think we're going to see more of these teams deploy receivers the way Deebo Samuel was used last year by the 49ers, because one thing we know about the NFL, if one team does something and it works,
copycat,
other teams look for ways to do the same damn thing.
Yeah, and I would actually say that I think the Eagles want the most evidence possible to know whether or not Jalen Hurts is the guy, more than they believe that Jalen Hurts is the guy. I think they really want to make a more informed decision. And if you put Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins out there as your primary wide receivers, it's tough to judge them. Giving them A.J. Brown makes it a little bit easier.
There's a different vibe, though, between the Eagles and the Dolphins, former Alabama teammates Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. I feel like with Tagovailoa, they are eliminating all potential excuses. And this is it. This is it, Tua. If you don't get it done this year, we're getting Tom Brady next year. I feel like with Jalen Hurts, it's a different vibe. It's not trying to paint him into a corner. It's trying to prop him up and give him everything he needs to be as successful as he can be. I got nothing to base that on other than I follow this all the time, and it just feels like a different vibe coming from the Dolphins with Tua than the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. But it's the same idea. We want to see what this guy can be. Let's give him the help that he needs, and let's see what his ceiling is. Not every guy is going to come take the league by storm by year two, like Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson and actually technically Carson Wentz back in 2017. Not every guy is going to hit it that fast. Maybe it takes a little more time for Jalen Hurts, and they seem to be willing to make that investment to see if he's the guy.
Mike, you mentioned Tom Brady. Just real quick, your take on him going to become an analyst, because it was interesting that the video that came out yesterday where he was like, I watch media critics and I'm like, bleep you. How do you think he transitions into the booth?
I don't think it's going to be easy because the bar is as high as it's ever been for anyone, and the expectations are going to be tremendous. It's going to be virtually impossible for anyone to live up to them. He's going to be criticized relentlessly no matter what he says, no matter what he does. He is going to be someone who bears the brunt of – it's going to be like putting a picture of his steak on Twitter. He may as well just do that. If he wants to get a test run at what it's going to be like when he's getting his $35 million a year from Fox, which goes a long way toward – making you feel better about getting roasted on Twitter, that's all he should do. Just go throw a steak on the grill and put a photo of it, and that's his future. But I was surprised he did it.
Me too.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how he does. And also, I'm not ready to assume he's going to be doing it next year. I still think he's going to play in 2023 for a team other than the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we agree. And you can't be defiant, right? Like if you go to Fox and you start doing it and you're not great and people are criticizing you, if you're defiant about it, he's not going to last very long doing it, Mike.
Well, you have to block out the noise unless you don't block out the noise. Right. That's what was so great about the video that emerged yesterday. I block out the noise after I hear the noise and I give the double-barreled middle finger to the TV and say F you to the TV. Like the TV is like, what did I do? I'm just a messenger. FUTV, FUTB.
Well, I mean, Mike, we know you got to run. Drew Brees wasn't good. They NBC thought. I know you work for NBC.
Hey, they thought they could put him right on the.
What
are you trying to do? You're gonna paint me like Tua.
I'm making an observation.
Your observation after I hang up.
Here's the problem. Romo seamlessly went into the booth, and all the networks thought that they could just take a quarterback and do that. It's not that easy, right?
Well,
and I don't think it's gonna be that easy with Brady.
Here's the fundamental problem, and I don't think I'm talking out of school here. And if I am, they can fire me, I guess. Drew wants to do games.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We don't have the same number of games like CBS and Fox. And I, you know, did he think when he came to NBC and went to the studio that there was going to be game opportunities? He probably did. And now there's a reassessment and there's a reshuffling, and he sees Tom Brady getting $35 million from Fox. And how do you not at some level wonder what the hell? So I don't know what's going on. They only wake me up for the unimportant meetings, and even then, it's spotty. So, I could see – Dan Patrick and I talked about this yesterday, and this is a great point that Dan made. And I've got 13 years being in the NBC studio on game day. It is a fundamentally different experience when you are in a studio preparing to put on a pregame show versus being in a stadium.
Right.
And Drew Brees has spent his life in a stadium. And I just know from seeing him at the venues the past couple, the final two playoff games and for the Super Bowl, there's a different energy from him because he's back in his regular habitat, his environment, where he's most comfortable. And I think that's where he wants to be, and it's hard to fault him.
All right, pick up Playmakers wherever you buy your books. Are you doing some chicken, Cornish game hen tonight, Mike?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll just do hot dogs.
Do a hot dog.
I'll burn the hell out of a hot dog and put that on Twitter.
And put ketchup on it. Don't put just mustard, Mike.
All right.
All right,
got
buddy.
It. See you.
See ya, there he is, Mike Florio. Going to run into his PFT line.
The Romo thing, when he first came out his first year, because Al and I thought he was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And now I hate him.
He was so bad last year. He was so bad the year before.
Yeah.
When Carson, and I always remember the Carson Wentz when he got benched.
He's all over the place.
Nance kept going to him for analysis, and he just wouldn't do it.
Let me tell you why I've gained so much respect for Nance. Romo is difficult to work with. Nance, because he's all over the place, right? Like, he really, like, it's simple analysis that Romo is now struggling with. It was all fun when he was calling all the plays out, which, by the way.
Because he knew them,
You know what Kurt Warner once told me? He could have done that for years. Yeah. Of course they know what plays are coming. They're watching film and they're at practice, but that's not his job. So
I liked it.
Well, it was fun at first, but he's almost unbearable at this point.
Well, because he's not prepared.
Yeah, that's the key.
He's not prepared. Yeah. I question if there's some cocktails or something going on in the booth with some of his erratic behavior and what he's saying.
That story at the golf club.
It was bad.
Was just,
oh my God,
really bad.
Erratic is the best way. It was like Jim Nance was trying to corral a toddler.
Yeah, and it's awkward, and there's so many awkward moments when you watch those games, and it's like Nance doesn't know what the hell to do with it.
Well, because he's asking Nance, what would you do?
Yeah.
And Nance is like, well, I'm the play-by-play guy. You're the color guy. He's like, what do you think here, Jim? Well.
No, that's why you're here.
You're paying you for.
Tom Brady will not last more than 3 years doing games whenever he starts. He will be a disaster.
I don't know.
He has not said one thing of true substance his entire career when he's up talking to the media. Not one bit.
He was pretty good on that tuck thing when he did it with whoever that did that tuck.
He's shown humility and an ability to laugh at himself. It's a lot different than going on, and now you're on the main stage, and everybody's looking at you to see what you're going to be doing during the game.
I think he's
going
to be good. And I hate to say that because I'm not a fan, but
I actually am a fan.
I think he's going to be good.
All right. Well, we'll find out in 3 years or whatever he decides he's going to retire.
Well, he'll do the, he'll end up, Giselle will be in the booth.
The one thing is that
Mike's husband can't do color and play-by-play.
he definitely has a presence about him, and, he's 6'5", good-looking dude, where I think they're going to have to kind of use him a little bit more on camera than they normally would with some of the guys. You understand what I'm saying? Like, his...
No.
Well, I mean, it's TV for a reason, right? Drew Brees is 5'10". It's a lot different what putting Drew Brees on camera than putting Tom Brady on camera. But ultimately, he's going to have to call the game.
Well, that's because Tom Brady is pretty, as Charles Barkley told us.
Yes, he's a
very
pretty man.
Pretty man.
All right, we're going to reopen the wheel coming up next. Your food and drink faux pas, 215-592-9494. We talked Phillies and Bryce Harper. Are you concerned about the injury? Ross Tucker is going to join us at 7:20. Some Eagles and NFL conversation. So get in now, 215-592-9494. It is John Marks in the Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.